Now, friends, we come to this section that I've already told you is the new major division in Galatians. We've had three major divisions after the introduction. There was that personal section, so important in the life of the Apostle Paul for us to know, the experience that he had had. And then we came to the doctrinal section of justification by faith, that our salvation must rest upon God's salvation, and that there's only one gospel. And he's going to make it clear in this fifth chapter that that gospel only permits one way. He is the way. And there's none other name under heaven given among man whereby we must be saved. Now, we concluded the doctrinal section last time. We come today to the practical side, and that is sanctification by the Spirit. Justification is by faith. Sanctification is by the Spirit of God. Now, we are told, however, that the Lord Jesus Christ has been made unto us sanctification. That is, God sees us complete in Him. Now, I don't care how good you become. You'll never meet His standard. You'll never be like Christ in this life. And Christ is the only one that God's ever said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased." And I'm very frank to say that He's the only one God could say that of. But now we've been put in Christ. The body of believers, this church, is in Christ. He's the head of the body. And this is His body that's in the world. Should represent Him, by the way. Now, the method today of sanctification is by the Spirit. And we have in this section, we'll see the Spirit versus the flesh. Either it's a do-it-yourself Christian life, or somebody else will have to do it through you. And His method is doing it through you. And we have here liberty versus bondage. Now, any legal system puts you under bondage. You have to follow it meticulously. The officer, the traffic officer, and I'm getting allergic to using that illustration because I get letters from people that they think I'm an awful lawbreaker. But I did. I came up to a corner. It was actually early a Sunday morning. Nobody was out. I looked up and down the street, and when I came up to the corner, I didn't stop. Now, the sign there said stop. I just crawled through. And I didn't see that officer. He came up to me, says, "Did you see the sign?" I said, "Yes, I saw the sign. I just didn't see you." Well, he says, "You know what that sign means?" Well, he gave me a lesson there. I would say a very primitive, but a very primary lesson. He says, "Stop means stop." You know, I already knew that. I just wasn't doing it. I just crawled through. I couldn't see anything wrong with that. You see, the law, I tell you, it puts you in bondage. And I think today that if you're going to drive, you better be under law, because a lot of folk drive through those stop signs have caused wrecks, you know. And stop means stop. Well, I agreed with him on everything, except the one thing is that I deserved a ticket. I argued with him about that, and you know he was a very nice fella. He saw the point. He said, "Well, I grant you this morning that there's nobody out. But," he says, "hereafter," he says, "you stop, will you?" And I assured him I'd stop. And you want to know something? If it's early Sunday morning now and I come to that corner, I stop. And wherever that stop sign is. Now, that's legalism, if you please.